Hello and welcome to the first section of Unit 1. What we'll talk about here is the introductory parts of beginning to learn to play. First of all, a note about the recordings. They are recorded in stereo, most often in stereo, so if you want to listen to one part on its own in isolation, then you simply pan it over to the left or to the right on your stereo, so that you can cut out one and you can hear. The method involves obviously using your right hand, if you're right-handed, which is the hand that is used to make the notes, and quite a lot of effort and concentration goes into developing the guitarist's right hand, which is the main sort of distinguishing factor between learning to play the classical guitar and perhaps many other sorts of guitar. So at the beginning, the method works by concentrating on one thing at a time. And the first things we do learn is how to develop the fingers of the right hand. Now, if you are left-handed, then you must remember to reverse all the instructions regarding that. A little note about the guitar now. Classical guitar means that it's strung with nylon strings, which, funnily enough, the three bass notes, the three thick ones, are wound in steel, but the top three, the trebles as they're called, are made of nylon and make that sort of archetypal softer sound than a steel strung guitar. You can start to learn to play on any guitar if you wish, but I encourage you to purchase a classical guitar, go to your local music shop, ask for advice, because it will make a huge amount of difference to how you develop your technique. Classical music is the term given generically to anything which is sort of not pop. It's sort of a term that's widely used from Baroque times, the Romantic era, right the way through to the 19th and 20th century. So it is a very loose term, but classical music really means it is played in a classical sort of style, as against playing, for example, by strumming in a sort of folk, jazz or rock style. Now, a word about nails. You don't have to grow the nails on your right hand in order to play the guitar, classical guitar, but you are advised to, basically. It makes a huge difference to the sound that you produce. It is the bane of many guitarists' life that they just cannot grow nails to create the right sort of sound that they want. But it's worth trying, and the book describes how you can sort of keep your nails to a reasonable length so that they don't snag or cut. But in the end, it is often up to your own physiognomy and how you look after them. But we do encourage you to try to, on the right hand at least, grow your nails and try that out. On your left hand, obviously, keep them as short as possible. So that's it really for section one. Read about the method and the background to the classical guitar. The internet is obviously a great tool that you can do some research, get some books, learn about some of the composers and some of the exponents of the classical guitar in the world today. The more you look into it, the more fun that you'll have. If you can, also take a trip to your guitar shop, ask advice about purchasing a suitable guitar for your budget and your size as well, in order to learn at the best pace. You must really try to afford the best possible guitar. The strings of a guitar make a big difference too, so if you are a total beginner, ask the music shop to string the guitar properly for you and make sure it's in tune. We'll come to tuning the guitar later on, because there is an art and a science to learning to how to tune the guitar. But if your strings are good, once it's in tune, it will hold the tuning a lot better. So I suggest that you ask an expert, whether it's in the family or outside, in order to string the guitar and tune it up for you, so that you don't have that particular problem at the beginning. Also, for your own enjoyment, you should look around and listen to classical music in all its widest forms, whatever it's for guitar or for symphony orchestra, because it's all part of the learning process about listening and seeing what you like and how you can learn from the greats.